This is Pulse 2 Match Day Rewind.
Maguire's in a lot of space on this left-hand side. They haven't picked him up. It's gone over the head of Derby. Maguire hits it. Doyle makes the save. And it's behind for a corner. You can see that pass coming a mile away. City didn't react to it. Comes to Maguire. He hits the shot. And Colin Doyle's there to tip it behind for a corner. Back to Laura again. Into the area. Little touch from Iwula. Man goes down in the area. Referee has pointed to the penalty spot. City have their sixth penalty of the season already. Timothy Dieng goes down in the area. Referee took a long time to deliberate over it. It is Billy Clark, left-footed against Simon Eastwood, and he's hit the crossbar. He's missed it. He's still in play. It comes to the edge of the penalty area. Josh Cullen keeps it alive. Now it's with Nicky Law, and City miss a golden chance to take the lead here at the Kassam Stadium.
Cullen to Marshall, to Clark, into Iwula. Oh, he's volleyed it over the bar. He was onside as well. He only had the goalkeeper to beat from 8 yards out, and he's ballooned it.
Whoa, what a chance that is. He even has time to bring that down, Coop.
To Marshall, Marshall to Law. Law, edge of the area, returns it. Here's Clark inside the box. Keeper dives and does really well and makes sure that he smothers that and holds onto it. But I thought that Nicky Law could have smacked that from the edge of the box.
Suddenly the break could be on here. Mark Marshall controls it. And he sprints away over the halfway line. Vancelo's made a great run right through the middle. He's played it to him. He's into the area here. Is Roman Vancelo. He's got Law with him. It's clipped in towards Law. He misses it. He will have misses it as well. Goodness me, two of them could have put the ball in there. Neither of them have. He's gone away for a goal kick, and somehow it's still 0-0. And Oxford have kept the momentum going. It's Lundstrom on the edge of the area. Tries to wriggle his way through. City just struggling to get it away. Derby does. Then the volley comes in. That's wide. From Ruffles, the left back. Struck it fairly cleanly, but off target.
Floated in right-footed. Nodded. Goal was kicked off the line. What an opportunity that was. Che Dunkley with that effort, trying to get it swung back in from the right-hand side. As Raglan, he's got another corner out of it. As Moraes gets onto the ball on the right-hand side, he's just outside the area. He's into the box. Moraes, can he pull it back? Sends it in deep. Who's there? Dieng! Oh, heads it well wide. He came powering in from the edge of the box, Dieng. He was only a couple of yards out, and he's put it further wide than he was from goal. Everybody back inside the box now, apart from McNulty. He's in the D. Maguire takes it. Oh, it's in the bottom right-hand corner. Colin Doyle did not move. Oxford United maintain their record of scoring in every home game, and City could be in for their first defeat of the season. In stoppage time at the Kassam Stadium, it's Oxford United 1, Bradford City 0. Chris Maguire with a free kick. Looked forward by Cullen, edge of the area. Nicky Law knocks it down. Vancelo bundled round inside the area. No penalty, says the referee. Or has he given it? No, it's no penalty. It's the final goal, and it's finished. Oxford United 1, Bradford City 0.